The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 13, verse 44 to 52. It is page 210 in the New Testament. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the words of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and talked abusively against what Paul was saying. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, "We had to speak the word of God to you first, since you rejected it, and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life. We now turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region. But the Jews incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their region. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Simply for the reason that a great crowd, the number of which could not be compared to those who usually came when they preached, gathered to hear Apostle Paul speak, a person whom they had never seen before. The Jewish leaders, the Pisidian Antioch, became jealous of Paul and abusively argued against him and criticized him and interfered with him so that he could no longer preach at the Jewish synagogue. But Apostle Paul did not leave Pisidian Antioch, and no matter who he met, whether he was a Greek or a Jew, he preached the gospel. And as a result, the city of emperor, Pisidian Antioch, that was rushing along towards death, saw the words of life spread through all corners. The actions of the Jewish leaders that prevented Paul from speaking in the small and limited space of the Jewish synagogue ironically had the opposite result of increasing Paul's influence all over Pisidian Antioch. This was something that the party of Jewish leaders could never accept. But their religious authority was limited to the Jewish synagogue. They had no authority to stop Apostle Paul, who was delivering the gospel outside of the synagogue. Therefore, they incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of Pisidian Antioch and caused them to persecute them and ultimately expel them from the city. Verse 51 of today's text. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. To shake the dust from their feet is a Jewish expression that reveals their custom. In which by such action, a person indicated that he no longer had anything to do with the other person, or the fault of the other person has nothing to do with him. In short, their action of shaking the dust from their feet meant that Apostle Paul and Barnabas had nothing to do with the party of the Jewish leaders who committed the evil act of incitement, and the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of Pisidian Antioch who expelled them out of their ignorance that led them to become subject to such incitement. Now let us take a look at verse 52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. After Paul and Barnabas, who were chased away from Pisidian Antioch, went on to Iconium. Now the disciple mentioned in the text refers to people of Pisidian Antioch who accepted the gospel. Although Apostle Paul was expelled from the city, The people who accepted the gospel from Apostle Paul were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. In the Greek original, the verb filled with is in imperfect tense. It signifies that they were not filled with joy and Holy Spirit for just one moment, but they lived continuously, every day, filled with the joy and the Holy Spirit. Wasn't the city of Pisidian Antioch, a city of the emperor, that was rushing only towards death? And weren't the people who lived in that city originally lived only for the vain desires, wasting their lives day by day, foolish people who are rushing towards the cemetery? But now that they connected with the eternal life in Jesus Christ, we can easily imagine how full of joy and the Holy Spirit they must now have become. But how did they, who had absolutely no idea of what the truth and eternal life was all about, come to live a life full of such joy and the Holy Spirit? Did it happen automatically, or was it the results of their will or their efforts? No, that was not the case. It was due to Paul's self-sacrifice and devotion for them. In other words, it was because Paul wasted himself on them, for them. When the Paul's party left Paphos of Cyprus Island and arrived at Perga, the helper young man Mark left the party without taking a leave and went back home. On top of that, Paul ended up getting sick with an endemic disease. But with his body weakened by this disease, he crossed over the rough peaks of Mount Taurus, risking his life, and went to Pisidian Antioch. That Apostle Paul, who was sick with the endemic disease, had to cross over the rough Taurus Mountains to Pisidian Antioch, which amounted to 250 kilometers in distance without a helper, meant that he, this weakened man, had to carry the traveling sacks himself, take care of their meals when it was time to eat. And when the sun set, deep in the midst of a mountain, had to make a place to sleep next to the rocks. It was something that a person who is sick with endemic disease surely should have avoided, but Paul did not refuse it. Finally, when Paul arrived at Pisidian Antioch, he didn't seek out a hospital or a sanatorium, but headed straight to the Jewish synagogue when the Sabbath came and preached the gospel there with his weakened body. When the party of the Jewish leaders who became jealous of him blocked him from preaching further at the synagogue, he continued to deliver the gospel to everyone he met at Pisidian Antioch until he was forcefully expelled from the city by the God-fearing women of high position and the leading men of the city. It was definitely not to earn money, obtain power, or for his fame that he did so. It was to deliver the love and life of God to the people of Pisidian Antioch. An act of self-sacrifice and devotion. In short, an act of wasting himself on them. And as a result, the people of Pisidian Antioch were able to live a new life filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. We have already said that love consists of sacrifice and devotion that are expressed in wasting of oneself. If you love someone, it's impossible not to waste yourself for such person. How could a child become an adult without his parents wasting themselves on him? If there is a parent who feels that these efforts are too much, such person proves by such thought that he is not the true parent of the child. Because God loves us also. Although we are nothing but just creatures, in order to save us from the fetters of sin and death, he completely gave himself up. He completely wasted himself for us as an offering on the cross. And because of his self-waste by God, we are able to enjoy the new life filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. And therefore, Christians are people who do not only enjoy such life filled with joy and the Holy Spirit for themselves only, but are people who become the pathway of God, who willingly live a life of wasting himself for others. And the gathering of such people is the church. It means that the church is the original source of such self-waste in which people waste themselves for the sake of other people. Originally, the word waste has a negative connotation. The reason is that the waste is often understood as using time or material goods in vain. But the waste of love is the exact opposite. We never say that waste of love committed by parents on behalf of the children is vain. It's because the lives of children come to fruition through such waste. So it is the way of magnifying the value of the lives of the parents that could only decrease as the years go by. So that a Christian waste himself means that he will now connect his finite life onto eternity, and for a Christian, there is no other way to better magnify and glorify his life. The reason that Apostle Paul is so great is that he understood this very basic fact and lived out this truth throughout his entire life. Apostle Paul understood the love of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for him, and in order to respond to that love, became the pathway for the Lord, and consistently wasted himself for the sake of others his entire life. And no matter where he went, Christians and churches that were filled with the joy and the Holy Spirit came to be. And as a result, after 2,000 years later, Apostle Paul, who connected to that eternal life in Jesus Christ, is living eternally among us, even unto today. And this is the very message that God is giving to us, who is celebrating the Foundation Sunday of our church. On this fifth anniversary of our church's founding, I would like to take a moment to read you a letter which was sent to our church by Chairman Kang Byun-hun of the Council for the 100th anniversary of Korean Church. To brothers and sisters of the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church, on this 5th anniversary of the founding of the Church, I send my greetings to you. And I glorify and praise our Lord who guided the lives of each one of you in order that the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church of today may exist. Despite the numerous problems and difficulties experienced by the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church during the past 5 years, it has grown at a pace rarely seen in the history of evangelism, and it has become a beautiful church commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Christian mission in Korea with a new vision as we proceed towards the 200th anniversary. In particular, your achievement of fulfilling the mission that was given to your church together with its founding, namely properly establishing the sacred places of Korean Christianity, Yangwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery, and the Korean Christian Martyrs Memorial Hall in Yongin, through your dedication and devotion, is the results of your hard work that should forever remain in history. Knowing that your work is a precious fruit of the church's leadership and members who seek God's kingdom and righteousness and their faith, hope, and love, I thank you and commend you once again. Brothers and sisters of the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church, the past 5 years for the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church has also been a period of hardship. As a result of false accusations, the spiritual leaders of the Korean Church, including Pastor Jin Kyung Jung, were criminally charged, and due to the slander and criticism caused by envy and jealousy, and the abuse of power by the denominational authority, drunk with his own authoritarianism, Senior Pastor Lee Jae-char had to leave the order. However, there are those who still interfere with the ministry of the pastors of the church through shameless reasons and methods and hurt the hearts of many. We know through the words that many righteous men in history suffered hardships for matters that were not essential issues of faith. But at the end, it proved to be the way to righteousness and revealed God's glory. We deeply lament that there are so many churches, but Christ is not found among them, that there are so many churchgoers without the Spirit of Christ, and hope that the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church will be a model church for the church that the Lord seeks out and acknowledges. The Council, as a sponsor for the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church, will work with you in serving the church until the day of the coming of the Lord and will share in whatever hardships you may face. Beloved brothers and sisters, for God's kingdom and righteousness, let us combine our wisdom and faith so that we may pass on the spirit of the founding of the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church to our descendants. I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the boundless love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit who guides us even today be always with all of you who in prayer offer devotion, the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church, now and forever. As Chairman Kang Byun-hoon noted, our church was established in order to take care of the two sacred places of Korean Protestant Church, the Yangwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial, and to lay the foundation for the future of the Korean Church. In addition to the essential mission of the church to bring the light of life to the darkened world, an additional mission of serving the Korean church has been given to us during the past 5 years. We established and repaired Yangwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial. In addition, we have implemented transparent financial management that reported the usage of offering down to a single one to all members of the church, and unique among all the churches in the world. We have adopted the elder and deaconess title system that is designed to reform the existing elder and deaconess system of the Korean church that has become hierarchical and authoritarian. In order to make sure that we guard the spiritual purity of our pastoral staff, we do not provide housing to our pastoral staff, and that we have minimized the difference in compensation between the senior pastor and all the other members of the pastoral staff. The reason that we have adopted these policies was for us to become true church-like church that is true to the essential nature of the church. However, individuals and organizations who were discomfited by our church and these policies made considerable efforts to make problems, cause problems to our church. But on this day, on which we greet the fifth anniversary of our church, we exist as a beautiful community of faith. All of this was possible because of God's grace, and also due to your sacrifice of yourselves. During the 5 years, we spent a great sum in order to preserve, maintain, and repair the Yangwajin Foreigners Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial. The total amount that we spent, including the cost for building the worship hall, informational hall, and the land owned by the Mapo District Office, which will be donated back to them, amounts to 7,400,000,000 won. Also, numerous members of the church volunteer every day for visitors, to guide the visitors who come from all over the nation to visit Yangwajin. As a result, Yangwajin Foreigners Cemetery, which had been forgotten and were neglected, and the Yongin's Martyrs Memorial have truly become the most revered places of sacred heritage of the Korean Protestant Church. During the 3 years and 10 months that we began the free tour of the Yangwajin Cemetery, the total number that visited the cemetery amounted to 185,000 visitors. These were the all results of all of you wasting your resources and the time for these missions. If all of the things that I mentioned earlier were the first steps that our church took to serve the Korean church, the second step was to recover the trust in the church that has become lost. Korean society today goes beyond merely criticizing the church. It no longer trusts the church. This is probably because the Korean church has failed to become the church that the world expects. The missionaries who came to the unknown land of Korea since the law at the time did not allow evangelism, obtain the trust of Korean people by through education, medicine, and culture. So our church also, in order to recover the faith in the church that has become lost by communicating with the world through culture, have been hosting Yanghwajin concerts. The fifth Yanghwajin concert, which took place last May, saw the participation not only by the local residents, from people from all over. And starting from early this year, we changed our Thursday lecture series that were based on notable Christians in Korea. We changed the Thursday night lectures by inviting not only Christians, but notable persons in all sectors of the society through Yanghwajin Cultural Center, headed by Professor Lee Yeol-young as the center's honorary director. In addition to those who participated in the Thursday lecture series in person, the number of persons who viewed the lectures through the homepage of the Yanghwajin Cultural Center during the mere 4 months has totaled 155,000 persons from 24 countries of the world. That so many people have participated in these lectures is something that we have never seen in a Korean church. And it was determined that of these people who participate in the Thursday lectures, so 50% were the members of our church, and the half of the other 50%, in other words, the quarter of everyone who participated in these lectures, were not Christians. If these people who participated, either directly or by viewing the webcast, didn't experience spiritual joy or the touch of the Holy Spirit, would not have responded to such a great extent to these events that were being sponsored by a church. And the reason that our simple wish, our simple desire to communicate with the greater community through culture became true, became fulfilled this way beautifully, was because, again, due to all of you, all of your self-sacrifice and wasting of the selves for other persons. And in order for us to become the pathway of God that send our love and life of God to the world, we have selected the motto of WITH for this year, and that we are able to extend hands of love to numerous persons and organizations in and outside of Korea. And this is also the result of your sacrificial waste. Now, what must our church do in the future as a third step in order to serve Korean church for stronger and healthier future of the Korean church? I will speak more about it next week in detail. Our worship bulletin is printed on plain A4 paper in black and white. We do not decorate the altar with flower arrangements or adorn the inside of our church with fancy things. And we do so in order not to needlessly waste precious offerings of our members as bulletins, flowers, arrangements, and decorations of worship hall has nothing to do with the spiritual level or the quality of the church. More precisely put, it is to ensure that by not wasting, by not unnecessarily wasting things, that we can be more true to the, we can be more true to the mission of self-waste of love. Because the Lord can work only through those who know how to waste themselves in love. It is only at places where these people are found that there is true joy and the Holy Spirit. To commemorate the 5th anniversary of our church, we distributed a copy of the portrait of Jesus made up of mosaics of the photographs of all members. When in 2008, when our church greeted the 3rd anniversary, this is the 4th and the last time that we will be distributing this portrait in the same size. There is a reason behind distributing this portrait that is the same and that is in the same size. Although the size is the same, the number of the church who goes into the portrait is not the same as the members of the church grows. The number of the individual members that go into that portrait have increased. Now, in order to insert the portrait of each of our members into the portrait, we had to reduce the number of each photograph of our members. If you compare the portrait that was distributed in the past with the portrait that we give out each year, we come to understand an important fact. It is that the more the size of our faces shrink, the face of the Jesus becomes more clear and definite. Those photographs remind us that the more we waste ourselves in order to become the pathway of the Lord, the more we disappear through such waste, the love and life of the Lord works more clearly, more strongly through our lives. And through the Lord who works all the more through us as we waste ourselves more and more for the sake of other people, our lives will come to take on more joy, and the Holy Spirit will all the more abound in our lives. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us have the discernment not to commit waste at places where such waste should not be made, and the courage to waste all of ourselves when such waste is called for, so that the Lord may work all the more clearly and strongly and definitively through us as the days go by. Let each one of us become the original source of self-waste, waste of self, for the sake of love. No matter how insignificant we may be, like Apostle Paul of today's passage, we will become the true Christians and the true Church of the Lord which enables joy, and the Holy Spirit to abound in the city of emperor, headed for death. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you wasted yourself on the cross in order to save us, the insignificant beings. You wasted yourself, not only in part, but all of your life in its entirety, through such perfect waste. God was able to work perfectly, and as a result, we have become God's children and are able to live lives filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this. We thank you that 5 years ago, you established the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church through the Council for the 100th Anniversary of Korean Church. And despite all kinds of challenges, you have worked so the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church was able to form such a healthy and beautiful faith community. Most of all, we thank you for your grace, that you have called us together from near and far, that you have given us, the lowly ones, the holy mission of serving the Korean Church, and you have given us abounding grace so that we were able to carry out that mission. Allow all of us to become to come to resemble the Lord, who completely wasted himself on the cross for us. Allow us the discernment not to waste things that should not be wasted, and the courage to waste ourselves wholly when such waste is called for. Allow us the faith that waste ourselves all the more for the Lord as the days go by, so that we may be entitled to the joy of the Lord working more clearly, more strongly, more clearly through us. And so may the will of God, which he wishes to fulfill through Yanghwa-jin Foreigner Cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial, using us as his instruments, become fulfilled in the history of this land. And the trust in the Korean Church that has become lost, become recovered, and the foundation for the healthier and stronger future of the Korean Church become laid. Like Apostle Paul of today's text, because of the 100th Memorial Church, which willingly wastes itself in order to become the pathway of love and life of the Lord in all places, may all people's lives become filled with joy and the Holy Spirit, regardless of wealth, social status, race, or colors of their skins. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.